one of the great all-time Wasp B-sides. That's Brian Ferry. Flip side of This Is Tomorrow Calling. The song's called As the World Turns, and it's got a beautiful Robert Fripp guitar part on it. And I think that's the only time they worked together. I can't think of any other records that Fripp and Ferry are on together. And it's just an obscure B-side. I've seen it around this town even, so it's available. It's not that rare. You can have one if you want. We heard a Philip Rambo, a B-side as well, Night Out. One of my favorite songs of his, and that's a nice live recording of it. Great singer from Canada, lives in England now, and periodically puts out records again, and I hope for more. Okay, got just a little past 4 o'clock. Computer's back up and running, so I'm in business. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with Translators K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And this is all made possible by help from Shine Brewery, Sanctuary and Bottle Shop, celebrating their first year of serving 30 revolving draft beers, craft beers on draft, wine on tap, and curated bottle shop with brewers from around the world. Open daily at 11 a.m., located at 451 East Main in Bozeman, and online at shinebeer.com. And Wild Montana, uniting and mobilizing communities to keep Montana wild since 1958. Information on how Wild Montana is protecting public lands and waters, confronting climate change, and enhancing public land access and helping communities thrive online at wildmontana.org. Okie doke.
Okie doke.
Let me see. I want to play this one, so I have to push this button. I heard this the other day. You know, that's the beauty of the internet. People throw up YouTube videos and stuff of songs that you never heard of. Or not yet. And this one came by, and I couldn't believe it. I knew the woman's name, but I had no idea she might have recorded this.
beaten to dress. Fade as the night out of your mind. You need the time. We're speeding in time, watching the light, teaching the night. We're making our song. It's all in the song, it's all in your mind. You turn to try.
David Bowie from his new release, which isn't really new, or it's just out, but it was recorded 20 years ago. He re-recorded a bunch of his old tunes and stuff with his then current band, and they did it live in the studio. And this is my first listening. I had a cruddy bootleg copy of it for years, but this is the first time I've heard it, and it sounds great. The record company wasn't into it. So it went on the shelf, and they've just reissued it in, as usual, all kinds of forms. The CD box I got has the album, the alternate versions, and then they stripped it down to acoustic guitars mostly, and did a mix that way too, so you get an almost unplugged version. It looks really nice. I'll have to squint and read the little liner notes and figure out the real details, but sound good. Been looking forward to this for a long time. And I think there's yet a vinyl version with some singles and stuff. Depends on how much money you want to pay. You know David Bowie needs the dough really bad. He's been hurting for years. Mixing it up there. Start off with Billy Davis from a compilation called The Deck of Years. I believe that was a single. It's 1970. A cover of Jethro Tull's Living in the Past. And a good one, too. I really love the arrangement of that. They did a nice job of it. And the whole album was good. She sort of works in the Lulu, Dusty Springfield range of singers. Some really serious American R&B sort of tunes. And she's got the voice for it. Real nice to discover a new artist to my collection. Then we heard Jethro Tull themselves. Their original version of Teacher. Not the one you know from Benefit, but the original single version, which... I have a copy with a nice picture sleeve I bought in Spain in the summer of 1970. I went on a grand tour of Europe, and the first stop was Madrid. And my girlfriend at the time, who I was traveling with, had lived in Madrid for years, said, we can go to this department store. They have tons of records. And they did, and they all had picture sleeves. And it was like a kid in a candy store. And I bought a small stack and said, did you know how much you spent? And I said, yes. And it was about $10. And they were about 70 cents a piece for these singles. Beautiful. I wish I'd have bought more. But that's the story of our lives, is that we didn't get everything we wanted, but we got what we needed. I heard Johnny Allman from his first solo album, Music Machine. Johnny Allman was a sax player in England. You know him from that band Mark Allman. He also played sax for John Mayall on a couple of his records. And he did two solo albums, and the first one is really swell. It's still a favorite of mine. I hadn't played that one for years, and that song, Before Dawn, brought back memories of, I don't know, 1969 or something, 1970 again. Living in the past, as they say. I'm finishing up with David Bowie, Toy, from the title track of his new album, Toy. 424, halfway point on the show. Trying to get my bearings, but I think I'm set for the next 20 minutes or so. So that matters. So let me take a look here. What does it say? This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar in the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Taste room is open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone, 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. And there must be something important here. Let's see. Yeah.
On Thursday, January 20th at 4 p.m., Montana State University celebrates the public opening of the new American Indian Hall. Event activities include an open house, a round dance with drumming by Blackfeet Nation's Young Gray Horse, and a potluck. The hall officially opens January 19th, the first day of MSU's 2022 spring semester. American Indian Hall is located on the east end of Centennial Mall on the MSU campus.
Yes, looks like a beautiful building too. I'm gonna have to go investigate. Continuing, yes. The end of last year, in November, I went down to North Carolina to see some music. It was Mitch Easter, the producer, Mitch Easter, who did early REM records and more, and had a band called Let's Active. He's doing a sort of historical tribute to Let's Active for North Carolina Music Society, Historical Music Society. And he had a raft of guests join him, local musicians, and it was really excellent, really fun night out, a really nice venue. And one of the musicians who helped out was a guy named Jeffrey Dean Foster. And my guide when I was in Winston-Salem is good friends with Jeffrey Dean Foster and connected us, and we exchanged some records, as musicians do. And guy is really good. He sent me a couple of things, and I believe this is his newest one. It's called The Arrow, Jeffrey Dean Foster. And let me make sure I get the right one turned up. This one. Check it out. It's quality music. North Carolina has some great musicians, and they all support each other as much as they can. Nice scene. So this is something very new to me. I've only listened to it a couple times, but I really liked it.
And Once around the sun, once around.
some music, newer music from friends. Start off with Jeffrey Dean Foster. The album's The Arrow. You heard Young Tigers Disappear. Silver Thread, that's Tim Thomas and his brother out in Pittsburgh. I found that in my collection the other day. I had forgotten about it. Tim Thomas, I know better because he puts out a really great little fanzine called Second Scene. He's really made a nice splash with that, and he gets it over to Europe where it gets reprinted, which is really, really nice. Spread it around. And a nice guy, too. He's done me some nice favors, some good favors, some well favors. Michael Slaughter from Winston-Salem, that's his first album. It's called Last Call for Breaking Hearts here at Freefall. And he's done one since as Action City, and he's doing another one right now as is Silver Threads. They've been in the studio. And finishing up with Bobby Sutliff from his last solo album, On a Lighter, here at Old Lorelei. And he's working on another one too, slowly. I get progress reports from every once in a while. It's coming along nicely. Great, a lot of great artists making music and just putting it out and hoping it catches on. And I'm happy to play records like that I really like. It's always nice when somebody gives you a record and you take it home, put it on, think, wow, this is great. It's embarrassing when you put something on and think, oh, God. You know, what am I going to tell them? Nothing. Just say nothing. Did I say it's 4:43? This is KGLT. You're listening to... I've done all that stuff. So I'll tell you this.
Through January 6th, the Bozeman Film Society presents You Mean Everything to Me. A virtual cinema screening, You Mean Everything to Me follows a whirlwind romance as it devolves from certain love to dark confusion. Tickets are available at BozemanFilmSociety.org. Keep your social distance and...
keep them flickering.
Yes, it's been a while since I've been to a movie. I would like to do that again. I'm sure it will happen in my lifetime. So I have been out to music a couple times now, so that, I know that's possible. But anything else, we're just still guessing. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm clattering around here. I think I'm ready for the next blast. Yes, I am. Just digging through my record collection lately, adding new things, which I've hardly dipped into, and trying to spread them around. I have a whole year, 26 shows this year, to try to play as much as I can. I'll do it again. It seems to work out well. I enjoy it anyway. I hope it makes your Friday afternoons a little more pleasant.
Again, you wavered weakly in the night. The early sun of London morning burned the darkness with unanswered light. But morning found you crying, waiting for a woman where she lay. State of mind, waiting not for her but for relief from passing time. And a young friend talking softly as the mist came tumbling down. But the woman waiting for him near stayed and told you of the peace that could be found. And a fallen heart was woken in your tired waiting time. And you thought you might begin again from all the ashes of your mind. were recalling were good roads that you might have walked along. And the skies you saw were all the same, although his words were not your own. For the words and images you've spoken are the ashes from a peace you've never known.
Got the world, love. Got the world, love. Got it. ramble on and on, and I repeat myself till all my friends are gone. Get lost in snow and drown in rain and never feel the same again. I remember the ocean from where I came, just one of millions, all somewhere someone calls my name. I'm a hard-toned dodger, and I can't, won't be tamed. Oh, never lose the will to love. Never lose the will to love. Never lose the dark to love. It's like something from up above. Thank you.
I miscalculated, but that's all right. Getting right to 5 o'clock with Donovan from Sunshine Superman, Three Kingfishers. Start off with John Martin from his, that is debut album, it could be London Conversation. Great guitar player, really fantastic musician. And one of his own worst enemies, one of those guys. Neil Young from American Stars and Bars, you heard Will to Love. That was recorded in this cabin with the fire burning in front of him. You can hear the logs crackling. Nice, interesting album too. Neil puts out a lot of them. It's hard to keep up, but that's a good one. And finish up with Donovan. It's a minute before 5 o'clock, so I'm just going to press on and take care of my business. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering accent walls, wholesale bundles, hardwood slabs, mantels, and more. Showroom and lumberyard located just south of Four Corners. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. online at mtreclaim.com. And Matt Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout the Gallatin Valley.